The commercial space industry could become a $1 trillion industry by 2040, according to some analysts. And companies that build rockets are looking for a place to launch. Some say Kodiak's Pacific Spaceport complex could be an opportunity for Alaska to get in on the ground floor. But if the industry is going to grow in Kodiak, it has to overcome local opposition first. KMXT's Kirsten Dobroth reports.
Back in March, California-based aerospace company Astra successfully sent a rocket into space from Kodiak's Pacific Spaceport complex.
5, 4, 3.
First motion.
First. Vehicle has cleared the tower.
Its payload included a few smaller satellites developed by tech companies for things like weather observation or providing GPS data. Milton Keeter is the chief executive officer of Alaska Aerospace, which operates the Pacific Spaceport complex on Kodiak's Narrow Cape. He says it used to take a year or more for those satellites to get up into space.
So the new rocket industry has decided to say, hey, well, how about if I make a smaller rocket that I can actually launch more often? And then I can get these smaller payloads up very quickly.
That's what makes Kodiak's spaceport complex on Narrow Cape unique. It's one of only 4 facilities in the U.S. that can launch those types of rockets into orbit. Alaska Aerospace makes its money from contracts with the federal government and private companies. The company is state-owned but hasn't received state funding since 2015. But shooting things off into space doesn't come without controversy. Kodiak Spaceport is at the end of the island's road system near several popular beaches and within a few miles of some homes. Launch windows shut down the one road that provides access to nearby recreation areas and impose water and air closures, too. Dan Rohr is a local businessman and the former borough mayor. He helped develop a master plan that guides the facility's use and impact to the public.
It was a way for the community to talk about future development at the spaceport, to work together with Alaska Aerospace to come up with something that had the least negative impact on the community while at the same time still creating a viable spaceport.
But this summer, the Kodiak Island Borough fielded complaints over frequent road closures. People said the closures were happening outside launch windows with little or no notification. And beachgoers weren't the only ones who were angry. Several members of the public addressed borough assembly members at a contentious work session in early September, including Patty O'Donnell, the board president of the Alaska Whitefish Trawlers Association. He said an upcoming launch would have temporarily closed an area where dozens of boats were fishing for pollock.
I think the breakdown in communication is the key issue here, and that they should have organized this launch around a time frame when it wasn't impact in such an important economic driver for Kodiak.
Everyone knows how much money is lost when a tender can't get to a cannery because of a water closure. But the financial impacts of a rocket launch, that's less clear. Rohr says finding a balance between existing industries and emerging ones is an economic sweet spot.
My argument's always been we absolutely should diversify into other things, but we need to be careful that as we diversify into those other things, that we don't hurt a guaranteed economic resource.
Keeter, the CEO, says he's to blame for this summer's public backlash.
I think that I personally did not do a very good job of communicating with the community on our path forward.
People from Kodiak are a key part of that path, according to Keeter. The Kodiak facility employs about 40 full and part-time staff, plus contractors. Keeter says that number swells around a launch window. He says the complex also fills contracting jobs with Kodiak workers and businesses. Rohr says if the company continues to hold up its part of the master plan, that's an exciting prospect.
That's where a lot of true economic development comes from, is by having additional people live here, enroll their kids in our schools, be involved in our, you know, in our community.
Alaska Aerospace is in talks with other companies about launching from the island, but Keeter says there's a limit to how many and how frequently launches can happen from Kodiak. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.
This is the Alaska Economic Report.
The Alaska Economic Report is made possible by
North Rim Bank, helping power the businesses that power Alaska with customized solutions. More at northrim.com.
And by
First National Bank Alaska, celebrating 100 years of helping Alaskans shape a brighter tomorrow. Learn more at fnbalaska.com.
Public media is about you, the community we serve. Thank you for tuning in. This is Statewide News on Alaska Public Media.